This is CliffCentral.com.
The explanation is that it is, in fact, my hand.
Everything, it seemed, was all right.
And that is a record.
Get out of that groove and you've had it.
It's amazing.
The track is a groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Judging it just right through the groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Well, yes, but what if you get out of that groove?
Oh, well, then I'm in trouble.
So you don't argue with Gareth McLennan taking up 2 minutes of your show?
Never. He's a very lovely man.
No, but he's talking about getting bullied and all kinds of weird stuff. It's quite interesting. It made me feel good about being half naked in a studio.
Again.
Today, we're talking about balls. Okay, welcome to... We're supposed to be a comedy podcast, but we also get quite serious, I've noticed. We get quite into the behind-the-scenes comedy of how people's minds work rather than trying to be hilariously funny for an hour.
Are you talking about the podcast or when you and me have a drink or two and chat about life?
Liverpool.
And Liverpool.
But listen, welcome to the show, Chris
it's
Forrest.
It's lovely to be here. I like Dave Levinson. He's got a wonderful thing. He says, come to my show. We'll talk about comedy. Oh, by the way, you're wearing a Speedo for the whole show.
Can I tell you something? As a comedian, you've got it's quite a lack of spirit that you do. Because my friend Eric Janssen, who hasn't spoken yet, what time does this thing start?
Just now, man. I mean, it already started without us. We just here spectating.
Ryan,
now.
In front of me to my right. Let's give people a picture because they don't know where you're sitting. So in front of me, I'm in a Speedo. In front of me to my right is Ryan Holiday.
Hi. What's up, everyone? I'm good.
Ryan Holiday, you're doing a show like a professional bodybuilding first time?
Yeah,
when
in
is
June.
It?
In June.
Okay, cool. So and how's your progress?
Close. I'm nervous. I'm still
really?
Too, I'm still too fat.
But you spoke about that. Sorry, like, it sounds like you're talking to like a chick. I look fat in the Speedo.
I don't want to talk over people, so I apologize. But you're sitting next to Dave, who's, let's be honest, in his middle age, and flabby Chris to your right, and you're going, I'm still too fat.
Yeah, but you guys aren't going to step on stage and be like, look at me, I have a physique. So
I do, regularly.
I would never even use those, I'd never use those words in a sentence.
Yeah, exactly.
I just like, a physique.
A physique.
I used to have a physique.
Can we get into the reason Eric does not want to...
He has a size issue. Is your mic on? 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah.
I have a size issue. I'm okay with it, though.
You know what the thing is? I try to explain to my kid as well. He's like getting bullied at school. So they bully each other about the size of their dicks. They're 9. So like, you got to say, you got to find a comeback or a roast that you can tell the kids, like, oh, who are you going to please with that small dick? And you got to say,
mom.
Your mom.
Yeah.
So that's too easy. Because some of the moms
aren't
bad.
Is his mom. Hey, oh.
But you can't do that as a 9-year-old kid. It's from you got to look at it from their point of view, like that. So you but like they're not having sex, they're not using it for anything.
You're not having sex at 9.
What does it
nine?
Matter? Yeah, well, springs. I mean, unwillingly. Oh, now I'm like, show me the sweets first.
I am. Yeah.
I'm gonna sit down now. I just felt I need
Dave,
the need
please,
to stand.
Have a seat.
Because your crotch is right at my eye level. So stay standing.
Let's talk about the issues. Because that is a massive thing. Bullying, body dysmorphia, all those things are real issues for a young 16-year-old girl to go through, but not for a 28-year-old man. But you are putting yourself out there. That takes a lot of guts. It takes a guts, I mean six-pack.
That takes a lot of six-pack. We'll just change the saying on the fly.
Eric, can you please go get your Speedo and just put
man,
it on your head?
I'm fine.
So you feel
I'm
that cool. Having ball cancer is a joke?
I didn't say. Look, the thing is, you guys just speculated. You guys just assumed that this thing happened. I walked in and you went, go start the show without me. Then I was like, shut, man. So I came and I sat here.
Because I had to go
get
a Speedo.
You know what I mean?
And then Gareth Soldier Boy took up 2 minutes of our show.
That's fine. That's not a problem whatsoever. No, but really, like, I was just going there and start the show. Then I was like, okay, shut.
I feel Eric's making excuses. And right now, Dave is sitting spread-eagled across from him. And Eric is trying really hard not to stare.
I'm not going to stare.
I'm spread sacked. So the reason why we're doing this is today is the Daredevil Run, which they run through the streets of Joburg and Durban and Cape Town and PE or wherever. There's a whole bunch of people doing it.
I feel we're doing our bit by doing the Daredevil Sitna Studio. Yeah.
And also, I like that there's quite a nice temperature in here. There's not growth, there's not shrinkage.
I'm not concerned so much about that. My nipples are... I'm right underneath the aircon here. Oh. I'm in its... And then it was quite warm, so there was...
People think you're quite a big guy. You've either lost a lot of weight, or you're an average 38, 5, 7-year-old man.
I've actually lost a lot of weight. I had a great... Sorry, I'm going to talk about me now. I had a great audition for a character that was called Fat John the other day, and then I showed up and they were like, but you're not fat.
But my name is not even John.
We don't want you. And then I couldn't figure out why I was happy to not audition. But I was just so happy that cool. Now I'm not fat anymore.
I got the same thing. I won't say who the company was, but it was Jet. And they said I'm too handsome.
Did they?
Hmm.
Shit. I would. Low bar.
I would disagree with them on many levels.
I wasn't going to argue with you. I'm like, okay. Shame that. Let's talk comedy. Let's Skinner.
Funny.
Deep Fried Man never got a job because of his social media being too controversial. Wait. So he never got the ad because his social media.
Because he said something about Palestine or something.
Whatever he said, his social media isn't. He's lost a lot of jobs. You used to represent him for a bit.
For a little bit. Well, not me, my wife.
Was it because of his social media that you don't represent him anymore?
No, he was approached by a different representative.
Ooh. Oh, man, that's whacked, eh? Who?
That is completely. That was a comedy in joke. Proudly brought to you by Dave Levinson.
I spoke about comedy in jokes the other night to a comedian. I can't remember his or her name.
Yeah.
But that a lot of comedians, sometimes if they haven't got stuff for the audience, they start doing stuff for the comedians.
Eric, tell us about that.
You know, the thing is, sometimes just a laugh from somebody who's also making other people laugh is nice. No, I don't know. I'm joking. Fuck,
no, that's what you
that.
Said is correct. That you're not getting laughs from the audience, but you do know that you spoke about something backstage and you can actually quickly slip it in.
You know if you are doing a set and it's not going well and you go, hey, people are dying while I'm telling you jokes. The other comics are going to laugh because that is Sohail's joke.
True, we do have like a little, our own little thing and it's not cool for the audience.
But I mean, for us, we don't often experience that. So
the non-laughing.
Yeah.
Chris, I've been to...
Chris has been killing.
What, let's see even where in, we were.
Even
have
we
you ever done Bailey's?
We've done Bailey's together. That went all right. No, what you should have said is the brouhaha.
Oh, my goodness.
I could have used in-jokes. The comedians wouldn't have even laughed. They would have...
The sound.
Would have just pitied us.
Well, do you think it was purely the sound that made the comedians look shit? Because the comedians went... There was Mumsy, Donovan Goliath, I think was
Jason.
There. Jason. You
no, it was the entire setup of the event and the sound. And
but what a clever idea to have beer and comedy together. I mean, it's almost like someone's got that as a brand.
What's
for
that?
Their,
it's
for
almost
their
like
beer.
Someone's going to start pumping Dave Brew.
Is that Bailey's?
No, that's the brew.
Bailey's is a really where nice alcohol.
So it was at this thing called the Red Roman Shed at a well-known casino.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
It's difficult to sound that hall because now Rabin's done two of those 99 comedies there and the sound has been
I did the inaugural comedy gig there.
Which was
Don't Burn Your Sausage.
That's right. But you guys did it on the top side there, to the right.
Yes.
You didn't do it facing as you come in.
And then we had to change it so that, you know, normally you've got like multiple speakers and then there's a delay. And but we had to take out every other speaker except for two and just make those two really loud.
We had people standing up and
shouting. We had a professional sound technician.
People shouting at us. The lucky thing, we couldn't hear them either because that's how bad the sound was. So they were just shouting and walking out. And it's a pity because the one thing you need in comedy is possibly good sound. I've done comedy in the dark.
The first two rules are be seen and be heard.
There you go. So get a spotlight and maybe... Stage actually, even be seen would be less.
There you go, young comics. That's our first tip of the day for comedy.
This show has an 80-20. 20% education, 80% made up.
Yes.
I mean, I've got a quiz for you.
Okay, well, there was some dead air for everyone to enjoy.
Please, man, the name of the show was going to be called Dead Air.
Link.
I have to go fetch it.
That's fine. Don't you have it on your phone?
No,
technology.
Where's it?
I've got to venture into the beyond.
Somewhere on the table.
Eric, ask Chris some questions about his cycling.
Ask Chris some about his...
Well, the theme for this today was cycling.
Oh, yes. You can tell I cycle a lot. For those of you who haven't witnessed Dave's Instagram picture, I have that awesome... awesome cycling tan.
I have the physique.
I'm not putting a sock in my speedo.
There's no room in mine, and that's not because I've. It's just because the speedo is really small.
Yeah, my hands also tight. There's no blood left in the stick.
Yeah, that's nice. So, Dave was saying that you did some race. He didn't specify. He just phoned me. He phoned me, and he's like, "We're going to talk about bicycles. Yeah. Research bicycles because." Chris Forrest did a bicycle race and then he mentioned it, but I think that's when I moved the phone away from
my starting to see why you haven't been poached by like Kahiso Media yet, Eric Hansen.
I'm sorry, I don't listen well. I apologize.
So I've done a lot of races, but the one I think
the most recent one,
Cape Town Cycle Tour, proudly brought to you by the Argus Pick and Pay and Momentum.
There we go, that's the one.
Or what most people just call the Argus.
Yeah.
Which is far more convenient, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's savvy, it's nice, just short, too sweet and to the point.
And how did it go?
It went very well. Like I told everyone in Cape Town that would listen that if the wind blew on the day that I was taking a 10-minute shower. So they sorted their stuff out. And and there was no wind. It was brilliant. I had a personal best ride.
So, okay.
So
how many times have you done the August?
This was my 6th one, if you include the one that didn't happen.
I do include the one that didn't happen.
Yes.
And what was the slowest and quickest time? Just to give the listeners a
barometer of how good you are.
Just the slowest spectrum.
The slowest one was 3 hours 55. Are you talking about slowest for me or August? Everyone?
No, for you
personally.
The slowest one was 3 hours 55, and I had the flu, and there was a gale force southeaster blowing.
Yeah.
It was a unicycle. I really should have done better that year. And the fastest one this year was 3 hours 21.
But then cool. you've been bitten by the cycling bug. You like dig
a fair, a fair bit, yes.
Fairly. So like same as like guys get golf. Body.
Some guys do.
But cyclists get it harder in the sauna.
Not right after a race.
It does. That's why the other thing. Half of the show is about ball cancer. We're going to talk about that because of that seat. A lot of cyclists don't know what they're doing, and they get the wrong seats, and actually your nutsack goes a bit dead at the perineum area.
Oh, but that's why I've got like
I'm
a
pointing
little
at
hole.
The mic as yeah, if yeah. this was.
I've got a hole for my chummy.
I don't know. Yes, that's yeah, so in the saddle.
Yeah, so you've got like a.
That's right.
So it's getting between the.
So what it happens is it gets a release of pressure in that area. So obviously, ladies also they come off there and their lips are numb. You can actually.
I've never actually heard that before, but
that's my friend said. That was her excuse. She says, I'm not having an organism.
Organism.
My lips are numb. I said, but you didn't even ride the August. She says, no, but I read the whole August. that was your joke, man. A long time ago, they said, did you do the August? She said, I can't even get through the classifieds. I maybe read the tonight.
I hope I didn't do that,
Chris. You probably did.
At the end of the show, Chris and I are doing one of those dad joke face-off things where you're not allowed to laugh.
That was a Cape Town joke, just to clarify. I'm a Joburg comedian.
Yeah.
And
I am a Joburg comedian.
Every Cape Town comic in the world at some point did that joke.
That joke about the August.
Yes.
So that's not called anymore. It's called the Cape Town Cycle Tour.
But you were out of the studio when we went through
it. Yeah,
it
has a very long name. We did actually. That. It was lengthy.
Brought to you by Pick and Pay.
We're trying to get a sponsor. Yeah. We've got maybe people from Hollard will come and sponsor our show if we speak nicely. And they'll say, yes, we like your show. It's unpredictable. As life is unpredictable, we will ensure your unpredictability.
We will ensure that this show is funny.
No, they mustn't. We will.
Yeah, but they
You said sponsor, our face is like, no. Yeah, we're cool. We got other stuff to do.
We get so much leverage from this running naked thing. My son's doing it with me. He's 8, but he says, are there girls running also in bikinis? No, my boy. He's like, oh, that's not fair, Dad. I'm like, welcome to life, my boy. Yeah. You're learning a lesson at 8.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fair.
Girls don't get ball cancer.
No. Or testicular cancer.
At all.
There it is.
You're not free.
There's your costume, Eric.
Is it for me?
Yeah, go.
Yes.
Okay.
Eric's putting his costume on. He's in.
I'm putting it on.
He feels bad now. He feels bad now. People can...
Put it on. They've got instructions. It doesn't have to go on your head.
I thought you meant skid mark at the back. There's that the old man who goes to the hospital and the doctor says, I need a blood sample, a urine sample, and a stool sample. He's left his Facebook open.
Yes.
Must we go through it?
Let's do that.
Okay. You can hear it.
The classic face.
So now, is there a webcam in here? I feel very exposed.
I feel like my pits are turning into icicles.
There's stuff that we don't get to say in real life. Like, I feel like my pits are turning into icicles.
I don't often sit.
You know, if your armpit
where your
arm joins your chest is now called a pit. It's kind of not cool because that where your leg joins your ball isn't called your ball pit. Was that
sorry? I just need a moment to.
Is that where
I didn't realize how deep this show goes.
Or is where your ass cheeks join and called your butt pit?
He said,
how
yes,
can we
yes
use
it
pit?
It's a different word for pit is hole.
Really?
Yes.
How deep is a pit?
I don't know.
How long is a piece of string, Dave?
Twice
Ryan,
as long.
Ryan, tell us about your death the other night. You moaned at me on the Instagrams. You just said you did it. So you did a show called where was it?
Is it Shakers in Mummening? It was an open mic.
Okay, start
he's
there.
Even laughing.
Let's start again.
there's your first
Let's
problem.
Start again. Where is Shakers?
It's in Mummening.
It's in Mummening.
Okay, where's Mummening? Because a lot of people that listen, we have overseas people listening. Check
it. It's there where the Pop Art Theatre is. Up the road from the Pop Art Theatre. It's, I believe it is supposedly a gay club, apparently.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
Shakers is a gay club?
It's normally a gay club.
I haven't met one gay there.
Now we get controversial.
I'm just saying it's normally supposed to be.
You know, the thing is, with the way the world's gone in 2018, every club should be a club. And gay people can go there if they want to.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't put my stomach in here. This is as good as it gets. This is my heartbeat.
Yeah, so Shakers is one of the weirder places to perform because, one, there's no...
How close is it to the neighborhoods market or...
No, Maboneng is not Bramfontein. You are just destroying equipment. So it's a weird place because, one, it's open roof. Like, there's no roof over the place. There's no ceiling, nothing. It's just in the open air. And the sound system is weird as well. And people are just scattered. Like, people are literally all over, and there's no stage.
Who's the promoter?
Who's the promoter? Baxter. You know Baxter?
No.
Zimbabwean guy. Yeah. He's...
And another problem is there's like a club kind of next door upstairs, and they kind of fight with them to put the music down.
But bang, music.
But can you say no to a gig?
At this point. But that's what I was going to ask. No, I was genuinely going to ask you that.
So let's talk about
that. Am I being whiny because I keep on going there and I just don't think they like my talking about my mom's tits? My dad's dick, bloody, bloody, blah.
If your mom and dad are most of the audience, then probably
they definitely won't like
change your material.
But no, they don't.
Wait, Chris, tell me.
You
know, you've got wisdom coming out of you.
I'm going to give you some wisdom. Is do the gigs that you die at more.
Yes.
Because
in the beginning.
If you're always doing gigs like The Box where the audience is amazing or
you're not gonna
wherever,
learn.
You're not going to learn. You're just going to think, oh, I'm brilliant. And then what, 17 years later, you're still doing open mics, because when you do a real gig, you bet you die. And then you end up performing for the King of Swaziland. And I'm not mentioning Dale Abrahams here.
Doing someone else's material.
But all the other comics are just like, oh, this guy again. He's going to do the same crap jokes that he's been doing forever. And he's still dying. But he believes he's good because of that one gig at The Box where 17 people laughed at him.
Do you guys know Two Dogs, right?
Do not ever insult Two Dogs.
He's no. I'm just asking if you know him. If you know him.
Of course I know him.
Did he start the time that you started? Or?
No, he started about 5 years later.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Would you take that advice and say, just keep doing the gigs?
I'm looking. See, here's the thing.
I like
it's
the fact you don't say no. You're just there. Do you
change your material? Like, here's the thing. Like, this is the kind of material I want to do. And I don't know if that shrinks the demographic. It probably shrinks the demographic. No. But it's like, do I do that because I want to do that? That's my art. Or do I change it and go after the kind of stuff that
So you mean the let's call it the Michael McIntyre stuff, which is observational for everyone? Yeah. Or do you want to keep doing your cutting edge Jim Jefferies kind of stuff?
Jim Jefferies type shit.
Yeah.
Okay, then keep doing that stuff because that makes you unique. That makes you.
Definitely.
Keep doing the Jim Jefferies stuff because eventually you'll find your crowd. And it's better to have 10 people love you than 100 people like you.
That fan base that you are building, say not 3 people and 4 people, that's worth millions. Because I can go up on stage and have 3,000 people not laugh at me. But those 5 people that do are just digging your stuff. And they have no reason to. They just love your stuff. The podcast that I did the other night was Warren.
Like I say, if you got 100 people who like you, they'll like laugh and whatever, but they'll go, and okay, cool. But if you have those 10 people who love you, like, they will come to every single show you do, and when you've got like a one man or whatever, they'll be there and telling their mates, and then they'll be a far better audience in the long run.
Cue the Lion King.
This is full Lion King shit going on here.
Everything you like touches.
But do you want to give us an example of one of the jokes that didn't work, and we'll tell you whether we think
analyze this shit.
Okay, here's this. Hello.
I'm taking
hello,
Lion King.
So here's the thing, like, I am.
Are you in comedy mode now? Are you explaining the joke?
I'm explaining the joke. Oh. So I like to do a lot of. Like, I kind of abuse my mom in this joke, and it's kind of disrespectful.
But your mom's cool. She's known you your whole life.
But culturally, you know, black people tend to. There's like this hierarchy of respect, and you just don't.
Matriarchal vibes.
You don't ever abuse.
So only black people respect.
No. Hold up. Yeah, I was just like, whoa, white people. He's you guys don't give a fuck.
No, we don't give a fuck.
I like how he looked at me though.
No, I looked at you because firstly, I'm gonna give you some other wisdom. You can't assume other people's cultures.
Yeah.
And that's why they're not laughing. It's got fuck all to do with that.
Assumption.
What I heard recently was you need to invite them into your world. Mm. So when you are on stage, it's not a matter of clicking with them. You need to go, this is what I'm about. Go with me on this.
Just tell me the joke.
Tell us the joke.
So, no.
We've all got moms.
So you don't need to explain it.
No. I want to explain it.
That means you already don't believe in the joke.
Taking Lion King.
No, here's the thing. After I do the bits, okay, every single time the MC comes up there and he's like, oh, look at these white boys. You can't talk about your mother like that. So it's like, and this happens almost every single time.
He said those words.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The MC said that.
Is it the same MC?
MC said
no,
that.
No, it's not the same MC.
No, that's not his job. His job isn't to rip you off.
Yeah.
As a comedy, he can say to the audience, well, this next guy is a bit of a freak.
But they're like, it's like you can't talk about your mom or your grand like that. And this is like, this happens like almost every time. So
I did a joke about that, about gran, and I said something about, and it's quite hectic about my gran. I said, I'm joking, man. She's dead. Relax.
Dead gran, but
I do a lot of jokes about my mom.
Yeah, and moms are what we became comedians for, because that was your first audience. Making mom laugh, you're king.
Yeah.
But anyway. My dad was never there. Can I tell a joke to daddy? No, he's gone out to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, he went to buy cigarettes by their
shop. Write this letter. But make sure you write 4 copies of it.
Because we don't know which one. Okay. So, Ryan.
Because you have 4 dad options, is that?
That's it. You got it. Ryan did a meme the other day when Thingy died. And I mean Thingy with the greatest respect for...
You mean Stephen Hawking?
Oh, you knew what I meant.
Yeah.
Thingy.
And the horrible thing is anyone else who died on that day doesn't get any of the memes. Yeah. So if you're someone that you love died on that day, Stephen Hawking's getting all the credit.
Wow.
And then someone said, are you sure he's dead? Just try and re-switch him on and off again. Yeah. It's all these memes, which are disgusting and horrible and funny because he had a sense of humor. So it's cool.
He did.
And then you said something about what a great scientist, E=mc², really lost you. And you got shit for
some... picture of Eddie Redmayne,
yes. He played the role
of... Because everyone pretends to be so sad about these celebrities. They don't know anything they did, and then all of a sudden they're distraught. We spoke about this.
Yes, they're like sad.
Let's actually see who can see this isn't actually Stephen Hawking.
And Eddie looks... It was in the beginning of the movie when you took that photo, so he hasn't got the full body... hectic, man. So you've got a sort of handsome-looking Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, so
and then people who say Stephen Hawking's also need a fuck off.
That's me. That's me. I just said it, didn't I?
That's one of my jokes I got for the dad off.
I like that people get emotional about
when
Stephen
I said
Hawking's.
Joke off, did you think I said joke off? Because I said after the show, would you mind doing a joke off?
And I said, I will joke you off. No, because I'm a lexophile.
You'll joke me off?
I'll
That's
joke
quite
you
a
off.
Nice gesture of you. Gesture.
That's very clever. Very clever.
How do you kill a circus?
Tell us.
You go for the juggler.
I think let's save that for the dad jokes.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's smart. It's so smart.
It's clever. Like it's clever. Wordy.
You can do that at Snippies or Snappies or Roppies or whatever
that,
the fuck
that
is.
That would
Shakers.
Probably, that would work.
Okay, so Ryan, beginning comedy, don't worry about so much of what you're adding so much stuff to your joke.
Die as much as you can.
Don't apologize. Tell us your joke. I'm excited to hear your joke.
Check out his nipples. One nipple's actually started to
weep. The one pointing towards you has actually...
This one's actually weeping.
It's that excited.
You should have that checked.
Weeping nipple.
Hi, I'm from the Weeping Nipple Society.
There's a different...
Don't give up.
Devil run for weeping nipples later this year.
It's not as well attended.
Actually, so you get runner's nipple.
Yes, I know that guy.
But that's just chafe. It's not a condition.
Chafe was my friend from Spiddings, man.
Oh. Yeah,
I could run fast.
I remember Chafe. So the gag.
We're waiting.
Okay, we're going to wait.
The joke about your mom.
Okay, it's a long story. But anyway, so my mom went to rehab and it talks about her having a drinking problem. Okay. And the bit is...
Is that true? Because that would be cool if it is.
True, yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
And she doesn't mind you talking about it.
Yeah. We haven't really discussed it.
Oh, boy. Sorry, I'm not butting in. I'm sorry. I just want to... Because that is cool. If it's true, you cannot be fucked with.
Yeah,
that's something you spoke about with Dale Abrams.
Yes.
None of the stuff he says happened to him.
Yeah.
But that is happening to your life and you've made it into comedy. Yeah. And that's fucking cool.
So I do this bit. She walks into my room and she starts telling me the story for the third time. But she's topless. And I interrupt her. I'm like, Mom, you're topless. And it's like when you have a friend at school.
But that happened.
It did fucking happen. And it's like when you have a friend at school and then you're super close and then all of a sudden you never speak again. And I'm like, well, that was me with those boobs because we were really close.
We were close.
We hung out every single day. We did.
When you were
and
born.
And then one day we never hung out again. For like 28 years
but
later.
But they hung out a lot.
And then it's like, how do you make small talk? Because I can't say you look good because...
You're looking good, Mom.
28 years, boobs age like dogs, you know?
Yes.
So they're 140 years old. So what could I say?
So you're quite offensive. You go in there with a woman, the boobs. Because my balls look like a 17-year-old face.
No, but balls also age.
They age the same
as.
So you'd say balls quicker even.
Well, which looks younger, your dick or your balls? Let's go around the room.
Give me 3 seconds.
It depends on
your temperature.
The point of arousal as well.
At this point, Long John would go, what kind of show is this?
Yes, well.
Don't you like that Robin Gobby said he's so ashamed that his protege was the one who took over from him? He's like, I was so unexpected. It's like someone was going to take over, bro. It would have been him. It would have been someone else.
I was reading an article that said, I'm not upset and I don't hate Emerson. It's also the fact that I didn't actually want to carry on being president.
Anyway,
I'm 94 years old. Yeah. Like, no, dude, you are fighting to stay.
But it's so he didn't expect somebody older than him to come in.
That's very unexpected.
That would have been weird.
How old are you? I'm 93 and 6 months.
Damn it.
Maybe Stephen Hawkins.
If you're 90.
King. Push me and then just touch
me.
Did
you see the thing about his...
Till I can get my satisfaction.
Is
that him?
Did you guys see? No, I don't think it's anything that's computer generated. Yeah. You were saying?
Yeah, your joke. Your mom's tits.
No. You were saying you read something.
Were you getting to the punchline still?
No, it was that bit in the like the story of my mother. So,
do you mention before the time that you went to rehab?
Yeah.
So you do say that. So the audience are into it.
Yeah. So the build-up.
Okay, so it's quite cool because what you've got here is a little bit of a comedy therapy session.
Yeah,
I like what you're talking about.
It's exactly
and that people don't realize that how much we tag along to our jokes. Yeah. There's a lot of angst there. There is a thing that maybe would have happened, and then you made it into jokes saying boobs age like dogs. So you've got some lack of material there, but what's happening is you're shocking the audience.
Yeah.
But come with some... Jeffries also, does a bit of nice before he does
also,
the hard.
Also, I would say you've got a setup, but you don't have a punchline. Got a really cool setup. But
we were close.
Yeah.
So like everyone breastfed possibly. So in that audience, you really got a connection. Like people do toilet humor because we all take a dump. So you got the thing we all breastfed. So you can start with that. Like, hey, I went to this breastfeeding thing. It was really cool. We did a charity event. And talking about that, so now you're into it where you just hit them straight. So you're not doing any foreplay.
Yeah.
Comedy foreplay.
Yeah, I tried doggy.
Heidi, come inside. I don't know where you're going to get a microphone. You might have to share one with Chris. Yeah.
You can.
Because the
blood circulation has been cut off long ago.
I can't think straight. Why do we get? Why do you get a daredevil vest, but we get the daredevil scarf?
You're daredevil angels.
Oh. Are you guys like the Hell's Angels? Can you guys do some debt collecting for me? Yeah. Okay, cool. Grab a microphone there. There you go.
Just talk to this thing.
Okay. Grab a microphone.
Normally, we are trying to find songs about balls, and there's a lot. But we don't have any, so we just literally, every time someone says something cool, we just play the Lion King. So just put those earphones on.
You'll hear that we are.
I was going to play Eye of the Tiger. Put it on, Heidi. Heidi Brower. Heidi Brower.
Heidi.
Heidi. Heidi Brower.
Heidi.
Heidi.
No, he, yeah, all of us. Yeah. We
sit down there and grab it. Put your microphone on your face.
It's so perplexing. Have you never worn headphones in your life, madame?
No, I have. I just didn't know who got my name right after he got it wrong.
No,
because
the lady corrected us.
Nikki. Heidi as in lady. Heidi as in lady. Hello, lady.
Hello.
Sorry, madame. You feel weird talking down your speed and saying that.
Have you made peace with the fact that 90% of people are going to call you Heidi?
Yeah.
Because Dave doesn't mind when people call him Dave.
But I forgot my name once. What is my name?
David Davido.
Chris?
Stephen Hawkins doesn't mind.
Yeah, Stephen Hawkins is like living his best life right now.
I get upset with autocorrect on my, and I've got fingers and stuff. He must have been so frustrated writing a nice children's book, and they go, so the stars are getting bigger. No, I'm right. It's not what I meant. Ah, what the fuck? All right, I'll just do that.
Listen, I've done lots of radio in my life, but getting in between.
Oh, this isn't radio. Ryan's got the best body. Chris has got the face. Mm. Eric's got the personality.
Does he? Did you just want to give him something?
Yeah, you just felt like giving me something there. You could have been like, Eric doesn't have anything.
It's like even the kids that the kid doesn't like gets a party pack.
I just want to point out right now that Eric is the only one who's not wearing a Speedo. He's got it on his head.
Well, it's because he's a dickhead.
There we go.
There you go.
But they had to give him the biggest size to fit it over there. Other
Thank goodness it has an elastic is what I was
saying.
Was
that the one I tried
on? My elastic
on?
Is no.
The one I tried on and didn't fit?
No. That's exactly the one.
If it was, though,
do you remember,
that would have been funny.
There was a guy called Ferdy on Big Brother.
Yeah.
And he was in the jacuzzi and he put his undies on his head and there was like a skid mark in the front of that.
Oh.
That was my Big Brother experience. Heidi. Heidi. Mm. Our marketing director. What would you call yourself?
Brand mama.
Right. Brand mama.
But you've been a brand mama for a couple of brands. I seem to bump into you when I'm doing things. I'm like, there you are in the background, marketing away,
branding
away. We did a thing for, we can say who it was for Karura. Kalula was asked to talk about their brand development from the beginning to their, it was 12 years or 10 years? of it something.
Was, I think 10th birthday. Yeah.
And then we did a branding thing, and they use that now at colleges to
they
show
do.
People about brand fearlessness of taking things. So that and you're in it.
I'm
but
in it.
You're very serious, though. You're so like, are you. When the brand started, we always knew that.
Well, they gave me a script. Maybe they didn't trust me.
They gave me a script too, but I mean,
well, yeah.
Dave Levinson, you can hire him to MC your function. Give him a script. Like,
yeah. That was I've got a scripty on Saturday.
I don't
that
need this.
The other time
I've done
we
this
met
before.
When I didn't wear shoes Dave, to go and collect an award, and you said to me,
"Wear your shoes."
And you said to me, "Don't worry, Heidi. Didn't you read the instructions that you didn't actually have to wear shoes
yes,
to the
it
sink?"
Says
and
formal.
I didn't formal, but you
what,
could leave the
what
shoes.
Award did you win for your branding?
It was
Pop. Who was it?
It was a Top Brands Awards, and I was sitting right at the back, and I had killer heels on. It was a long way to walk, so I just ditched them halfway up.
Well, there you go. At least you're adapting, and that's why you're a brand mama.
That's why. I
so who are
here.
You with now? Let's say who they are, because we're looking for sponsors.
So
Dave.
Just every time you mention it, he bulls you, by the way, yeah?
It's hard to know who this is about, but yeah.
All right, it's only R4 per listener, so it's not a lot.
We've got three listeners.
Whoa.
So are they all in the room?
Yes.
No. It's like my mom.
Download.
Your
Brian's
neighbor.
Mom was listening up to about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Maybe if he took his shirt off, you'd have five.
Oh.
He's embarrassed because he's only got a 4-pack.
I got a 1-pack.
Right, so I'm here because I am the brand mama of Hollard. And this afternoon is our Daredevil run. And it's all about, look how quiet they are now. Because now I'm going to talk about their favorite topic, which is their nuts.
Go for it.
No, that's my
actually,
second
it's
favorite
not
topic.
Not my favorite not topic my favorite at all.
I like vaginas. You like
actually, like breasts well. Are.
Breasts
are
awesome.
Boobs are dope.
Vaginas are close
but,
second.
But as you were,
I will
the
run
nuts.
10 kilometers for a vagina.
I love balls.
Look,
in fact, my Tinder is on 10 kilometers anyway.
I've spent more time studying balls.
I told you we should have had tequila before we came.
I was once, there was someone, there was another person with me. And they were there, and during the thing they were doing, they stopped and said,
adult hug.
Your one ball is bigger than your other ball. And
that's
I was like,
how it's supposed
don't
to
break
be,
your
dog.
Rhythm, babe. Keep going. Keep going. But
she was milking a cow, and she said that because Dave
thank
minds
you, buddy.
Milking a cow right now.
Yeah. Upside down.
So I'm going to just pull upside this
off. This is part
she
of yours.
Two,
part
so
of your thing.
Was another
she
man.
Noticed that there was a lump on my one testicle.
Right, exactly.
And then the guy. The guy in the story.
Yes.
His name is Dave.
Because I skipped to when I went to the doctor straight from the story. Because she said, go to the doctor now. And I said, well, can you at least finish up? And then she finished the lady person. That, and I gave her the money and everything was cool.
The adult hug.
Everything was fine.
The adult hug was complete.
I went to the doctor and he said it was a cyst, which isn't uncommon, which sometimes man thinks it's lump on, I'm talking caveman, lump on ball was only cyst. Me fine.
No, he went to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I have balls.
Get out! Get out!
Caveman didn't speak Austrian.
Well, Austrian caveman.
I killed four. Let's go to
your favorite topic
today.
Let the system be back.
Oh, you got a script?
It's breast.
Yes, right. Breast lumps. Yes. Start
favorite, boobs. So let me get you all back and let's talk about breasts for a second.
Okay. I have a lovely pair, by the way.
They are particularly fine.
So perky.
Haiti.
So breasts.
Christmas boobs are bigger than yours.
Yeah, I like that when I said I have a lovely pair, Warwick, like, his neck so like craned around to have a look. It's great.
So the reason I'm talking about breasts is because everybody talks about breasts. They talk about breast health. We have breast health month. Everything goes pink.
Those are mostly
everybody
what me
checks.
And Dave say.
That's what we all talk about. But what we don't talk about is men's nuts health.
Exactly. We've got 30 minutes.
Testicles and prostates. And that's why we do Daredevil, so that we get you oaks to talk about that stuff. Because I don't know when last you felt your nuts for reasons other than...
The fun times.
Yeah.
So then what are we looking for? Because say, let's talk about my cyst there, because I never even noticed it. So I'm not checking them for lumps.
Check your nuts.
I'm just checking for smoothness and sustainability, equatorial gratitude, renewable energy. I'm looking for just, are they there? Why do men scratch their nuts in the morning? Because they can.
Right, what? Exactly. So, I'm a mom of two sons. You've got a son. Who else got sons?
I've got kids all over.
I don't have the kids.
No
this
son.
Man has
no,
the
I,
daughters.
I'm blessed with two daughters.
So, I know that, so you'll probably, your wife will probably teach your daughters to how to check themselves, and one day they'll go and have mammograms and things. But we don't teach young men. And actually, testicular cancer starts from like as young as 14 and 15.
Can it start from wearing a really tight Speedo for an hour?
Because then I might
have it. I've got the stuff happening.
I'm not checking.
Okay.
Okay.
Why aren't you? Can you check? Are you qualified?
No, Dave, I'm a brand mama.
My balls are brand new. What I shaved my balls for this.
What is that thing they used to do at school with a spoon? Is that
you mean with you talking about the Mari biscuit, obviously.
No, that's a different check
and dialy.
That's a terrible game.
What do they do with a spoon?
So well, depending on if you had a good medical aid or not, they either like,
because my nurse just hit it on the top.
Yeah, well, that was only if you had an erection, right? And then so what they would do is that they'd like cup your nads in their hand, or if
Father McFlanagan,
like one of the poorer schools, they used a spoon. And then they would say cough. Okay. And I never actually got
that. So that was to see if your balls had actually descended.
But yes, you could see that visually. Like there's two guys.
No,
down
but
there.
They don't know if it's descended, if that's the natural height of your balls. Because you're 12 years old, you should have had puberty and
right,
should
so
have had
from
your balls
then,
dropped.
From then on until you're an adult man, and during your adult manness, you probably don't ever pay any attention to them. They're there and that's that. But actually, every month, you should check them in the shower with some soapiness. Some soapiness. For those of you that you can't see, I just got a face full of Dave.
Some popped out.
Yeah, there was a little bit of old man sack coming out there.
But how was it?
Got some side sack.
It was great. I thought of Father Christmas right away.
And now we'll go to the judges.
And let me just take you back again.
Yeah, what are we feeling for?
You should learn to feel how they feel normally.
Okay. So you should feel, they should have a normal pair at the chemist that you can feel.
You actually like can get a pair, and we'll send you some.
There should be just a random guy that stands in a photo booth with just a curtain there. And then he just stands there, and then you open the curtain, you feel those, and you're like, those are nice. And then you feel yours, and you go, my God, I need to.
I will
gas.
Send you
what if
for
you
next
could
Friday.
Go to some sort of a public bathroom and cut a hole.
Oh, you can.
In the cubicle, and then stick
and call it a glory hole.
A glory hole would be a good name for it.
There's
and then
probably
they would
one
check.
On the way.
There would be a right. Person.
Okay, Brandmama's angry will. Now.
Please. No, I'm kidding first.
Okay, go.
Because until you check your own nuts, I'm not giving you a free pair to check.
That is so. Right. That is isn't you are
that,
a mom.
Isn't that counted
you are
as a mom?
Mom. You just got the equivalent like, of go to your room.
Check your own nuts, and you blindly.
No,
they
I'm
seem okay.
Bring you
and then afterwards,
find
like,
out what okay
I'll
is.
Give you a pair.
So, Chris, I'm going to send you.
And you can't
you
really do a real comparison.
How are you
going to
send that?
I'm going to send you a pair of nuts.
Yes,
go a pair,
to check.
Chris.
Okay. The other thing is, who's near 40?
Over. Gone.
Over. Gone. So right.
Fast. I know
so
it doesn't look like it,
two
but I'm
away.
Actually 48 years old.
To the day.
Right. So how do you check for testicular cancer? What's
I feel first
answer?
You have a really warm bath.
Mm.
Because
so they
that
can
way
drop
you've got a lot
yes,
to
you got
and
some hanging.
How do you check for prostate cancer?
Well, oof. What you do...
Oh, quite.
Actually, this is interesting.
I've got a
because,
song for you.
Because there's an old man who I... He's not that old. He's my father-in-law. And he went for the prostate cancer check, and we'd been told you can do it with blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, my doctor insisted old on
school.
Still doing
old
the
school.
Old school, stick it in.
It's just a finger to
right.
See
so
if it's oversized.
Right,
it should be
exactly.
The size of a frozen pea.
And it shouldn't have any irregularity.
It shouldn't have a texture.
Right.
So can you do a home
also,
check?
It shouldn't have a pattern. Like. If it's got a plaid pattern, if it's got tartan on it, also wrong.
Or spots.
But
or
what if you're Scottish?
Then you don't check it with
so
your own
point,
fingers.
The point is, you can actually talk to your GP, and when you go and have blood tests for other things, you can actually, once a year, you should have at least bloods done for prostate-specific antigen. Then you can go and have the more
so,
invasive.
So Hollard is involved in this because you have a medical arm, or not? Is yours just life insurance?
So we have life insurance, but we do early cancer protection.
Yes,
so we have insurance
risk
for
aversion.
That.
With my life insurance, I don't want to mention their names.
Have you discovered what your life insurance is?
I have. I made that discovery. But they do all the blood tests, but the prostate one's not there. Vitamins
and good for you. He's talking, so man. Oi, put that down, love.
Let's say Dave with his ADD, but I think Sakamai chocolate salty balls is reasonably apt.
Okay.
So they don't do that. So, but didn't you talk about doing a home prostate exam once?
It's not actually, it's part of my comedy set. It's
that's
not
what I
real.
Mean.
And I sent it an
we
envelope.
We just said the secret is truth. It should be your therapy.
So our mission, it's apart from the fact that we have insurance for cancer, but our mission is to help people have better futures, and you have better futures by taking charge of your now. And part of your now is knowing your health. And knowing your health for guys is to talk about this shit because nobody talks
so
about it.
So how did this start? The Daredevil run was basically a few guys I think got together. Was Warwick one of them? Not. But they got together and then became quite a It was a fun thing. How a friend of mine died of this.
It was a dare.
And let's celebrate that. We'll go to some pubs in a Speedo and create a bit of an awareness.
And make a contribution to charity. Okay. So that's what they did. And it did. It was a bunch of guys. And now we're in our eighth year. And this year we'll be probably over 4,000
And also
people.
You broke a record for the registrations this year. On It's on the Hollywood website, isn't it?
Yeah.
Straight
so, up. So you go daredevilrun.com. And we are running in Joburg. No other race does this. We're running in Cape Town, Joburg, Durban, Bombela and Bloemfontein for the first time. And people want to
it's
do this. There's
going to be bigger costumes needed there, bigger Speedos.
They, probably.
They actually have their own, mostly. They have in Bloem. Speedos, yeah. are still huge in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and they're khaki colored.
But you've only been involved with Hollywood for the last, say, 3 or 4 years?
Almost five.
So then it's something, this is something you, because you've always said to me, Dave, you're doing the data run. I'm like, sorry, I'm busy or whatever, but I'll contribute and do something. But I'm glad that I am involved in this because it is now affecting me and people my age. So I am going to run it tonight with my kid for someone who has actually got cancer. So this is for Stephen. So we're going to do some stuff. And a friend of mine died of colon cancer and he was too proud to go to the doctor.
You know that one in so we were talking about of 3,500 men who will run this afternoon between 3,500 and 4. 400 men will have cancer in their lives, and about 200 will have a male cancer, one of these that we're talking about. Shit. That's a lot.
I didn't know it was that much. I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, it's that much, which is why we're trying to get you guys to talk about it. Learn. It's not, I mean, it's funny, but learn to feel what your balls
so
feel
hang on,
like
so
for
after
real.
That check, in your own sort of, and you do feel, hang on, something's not right, checks, just from naturalness.
So you're just checking for anomalies, just to be clear. Like
you must know what your balls feel like normally. So for with women's breast
hashtag.
Health, hashtag
normal
hashtag
balls. Feel your balls. Oh. Normal
for
balls,
women,
that's a good hashtag.
Brilliant. So what they teach women and young girls is once a month in the shower, same time of the month always, feel your breasts, know what they feel like normally, feel for lumps, feel under your armpits. Yeah. Same thing for guys, in the shower once a month, just feel what normal feels
I do it in the lounge,
like.
In the passage, in the kitchen.
Well, I often check mine, but that's
Borg, what are you checking now? Have you been in the Speedo the whole day?
The whole day.
Because you arrived in
I've been in it for 3 weeks.
Warwick has made me think of something else that's quite...
4 or 5 days, actually.
So because you just
but
arrived
but not the same
here.
One. The one that's on Eric's head was the one he was
the
wearing
one
yesterday.
The one he was wearing it's quite... Hey, that reminds me of a song.
but now do you supply the runners, and I don't know why I'm looking at Warwick when I say this, do you supply sunscreen?
Yes, we actually do.
Because that's
otherwise
the first thing,
a whole other thing.
Bianca says, I said, I'm taking Jude with, we're going to run this year. Make sure he's got sunscreen. I'm like, it's such a mom thing, but I will put sunscreen on.
But so speaking about mom things, first of all, we do have sunscreen, but mom things, for me, a big thing has been to say to other moms, are you teaching your boys to check their nuts? Because no one told me to do that.
No, true. It's not. It's so obvious. It's so obvious to think about it, but no one's actually doing it. So it doesn't form part of sex education. That forms part of your body image. Like, I care about you enough to say, please, to have a check. I'm not going to maybe check for you, but have a check. So from the age of what? 9, 10, 11, 12?
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, when they arrive, which is around about 14 or so.
Mine arrived just before I do.
The day I was born. Like, hey.
If I walk into a room, mine arrive just a millisecond before I do.
It's their thing. It's just what,
what they do.
They and age so faster than you as well.
Pardon me.
They do.
That was my balls.
Your balls. They check it in. They all
I
ring
can't
key
hear you, Chris. I'm stuck in a Speedo. Then my balls sound like an actual beautiful.
Press. So we partner with the Cancer Association and the Prostate Health Foundation. And we donate all of the contributions. We fund it and we donate all of the entry fees go to them. And they, the Cancer Association has a little thing called the Man Van, the Hollard Man Van. And they drive around to outreach areas where men come and have their prostate checked. They get educated about checking their nuts and so on. And we're just trying to raise awareness.
Just make
awareness.
Sure it's not, because there is an ice cream van on the other side of the road, which is completely
different. No, we play different
they will
music.
Check your prostate.
we play different
well,
music.
Well, the one
we
in my neighborhood.
But now that is exactly what's needed. Like your brand has said, we're cool to sell insurance. We do our day-to-day business. And then it's your job to say you guys need to be out there doing something that's good for the community.
Yeah.
And that also makes your brand just obvious there. It's just there. It's not in the side. It's just there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at your giant purple ring.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what giant you think.
I was talking to Chris.
I heard something completely different there when you said, I'm looking at your giant purple.
So how successful has it been in your mind? Like you've gone, guys are checking their nuts. They're doing the things. What's the next step? How do you make this better and bigger and say,
how
come
on,
guys.
How do you make it bigger?
You rub the ring.
You phone that number on the post boxes.
So for us,
and also your lost lover comes back.
first, the number of asides doesn't count always, boys. We know that. So yes. Daredevil isn't about the number of guys that run. It's always going to be a niche.
Now Eric's happy.
Eric's got the biggest speedo on his head. It's not about how many run it. It's about how much conversation there is. So even the conversation with a guy who's not going to run it because he doesn't have...
Well, Ryan's got busy day today. He's not gonna, at 3 o'clock. Where are we? Where do we meet, by the way?
We are at Zoo Lake at 3 o'clock.
And where do we go, Warwick? Where do we run to?
We run up the hill to Hollard.
Up the hill to Hollard. Oh, so you run past the head office kind of thing when you take some pictures.
Stop there and have a beer.
Have a drink. Okay. 2.5K is a long way.
That's true. All right, my kid can have a soft drink, rehydrate.
I feel this might be a hit more effective if you spoke into the microphone device.
Yeah, come
on,
we want you.
Device.
We want you.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help.
Heidi. Hey, is your name Warwick or is it Worry?
It's not Warwick.
Well, Tiger.
Is it Warwick? Tiger.
When you look at me like that with a speedo, I get a bit nervous.
You've got a scar. You look new.
Yeah, no, I've got a bit of a scar.
Okay, cool.
But we run up 2.5Ks and we have a little bit of a break because it's hard work to run 2.5Ks. And then we run down the hill. And going down the hill is quite a lot easier than going up the hill.
Like if you have like flabby man boobs, do they not jiggle a fair bit?
No, they give you the momentum. So the that's not in any way another insurance company.
What you've got to watch.
The boobs help you forward.
I was saying that to my friend Alexander Forbes.
You know the thing is, it's just a mutual of oldness.
Take it off.
That was your trick the whole time.
Yeah, you just want to see my PPS.
Chris, what I do want to say is that when you run, down the hill, you have to be careful because you run quite fast, and if you've got man boobs, they can slap you around a little bit. So,
and you don't
want
to
fall.
So that's 2.5. We go to Hollard, which is in Parktown North, kind of up there. Yeah. Oh, then we go.
Then we go back down to Zoo Lake Sports Club.
Okay.
So it's
because you used to run through Parkhurst. I was once having dinner, and I just saw a whole bunch of naked men run past my table.
No, it was a bachelor's. That was a different
room. There was something else.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I joined in.
That was Parkhurst Wednesdays.
So now, if somebody hasn't registered or entered yet, can they still?
Yes, they can, up until 1 p.m.
And also just come down, because this is live, so it goes out, but it can also be listened to in perpetuity.
And if there are ladies who fancy seeing a bunch of flabby middle-aged men, and obviously there's good-looking guys as well, because Dave's running.
I'll be there.
Yes.
Ryan be there.
If you want to come and see Dave in his speedo, where's the best spectator point?
That's
2 centimeters from
question.
The speedo.
You need to get real close.
So actually,
I've been close enough.
Well, Gupta built a little grandstand.
Actually, the Guptas have a great vantage point. We actually run past the Gupta house. So if you can get into that compound and maybe get on the grandstand.
Well, no one else is there.
They have grandstands. Exactly. They're all there.
Just as you run past, go, AJ! See if he answers.
I have to tell you something fascinating. So we started just opposite the entrance to the zoo and run up through Saxonwold and then Hollard as well.
You do sorry, can I just point out you're doing the testicular cancer run in Saxonwold.
How you missed a trick there.
Attention to detail.
That's
important given what Dave showed us earlier.
Yeah.
I did not show you my world.
# sightseeing.
You know, and what's amazing is all kinds of people run it, like you say, some larger, smaller.
You can say kids, fat. We men, we don't care.
Oh. I don't want to put anybody off. Some of their kids, guys in wheelchairs do it. It's amazing.
What? Guys in wheelchairs run this thing.
Guys in wheelchairs wheel this thing.
They wheel themselves.
I know, man. I know. Sorry.
And end, when you get to the end, we've got food and beer and all sorts of things. You think the guys are all going to quickly put their clothes back on.
Because once you've got over that,
you know what it is, Chris? Like, you know, I actually feel like the nudist. Remember that time we saw each other at the nudist camp? And now I was like, oh, this is going to be awkward. And as soon as we shook hands and made eye contact.
Well, once took one of the 12 donuts you were holding at the time.
How do you spot the blind man at the nudist colony? It's not hard.
It's an erection joke for everyone else.
It was.
Yeah,
it was very good.
We've managed for nearly 5 years never to have one of these interviews, but this has been real fun.
Sorry. Have you avoided this?
Best interview.
We're doing so well. So well. And then they fucked it up.
No, you've got to put it out there. So
Yeah.
I appreciate that one.
You've got to put it out there. Haiti.
Solid.
Haiti.
Dave.
Is it German or Austrian?
That's Jewish.
Is it Jewish?
Yeah.
So you are very offended when I was speaking like this.
Not Jewish.
I'm so okay with it. It's like totally fine.
Well, good Shabbos.
Don't worry. Good Shabbos, thank
And
God.
Can you stay outside here for photographs just to freak out our people at the Cliff Central office? They seem to like us naked.
Oh, excellent.
But thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, this was like when I saw the thing and then you said the thing and I was like, come talk to us. And you're here. And I really appreciate that. Because we're not this massive thing. We're not, as you can see, there isn't much radio going on here. All I'm playing, this is my theme music for whenever I'm in a speedo. Before I have sex, I actually hear this song in my head. Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
Do you go over to the dark side?
The pink side.
Oh, no.
All right. But thank you.
If you think about it,
Nikki, are you also in charge of brand mumming?
Yes.
Are you with us at Hollard?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to be there with my kid. I might stop at the Hollard for a beer and then go home. Because I've got a gig tonight in
Lanesia.
With Eric, Deep Fried Man.
Yeah.
Deep Fried Man.
And other people.
And
three other guys that are going
to Suhail Issa.
Right. Yes. And
Rishi Benoit.
At the Gandhi Hall.
Are you there as well?
No, but every gig in Lanesia is at the Gandhi Hall.
No, this isn't at the Gandhi Hall.
This is at the Patidas Hall.
Up your ass. I mean, up your balls.
Wow, there you go. This thing is fast becoming a G-string on me.
You've even got little pink rabbits in your ears.
They are purple.
I say purple, I mean pink. What's the difference between pink and purple? The grip.
About 40 Pantones.
How hard you are choking it.
I'm not wearing any Pantones. My Pantones are off. Tell me something, Chris. Can we play a song now and go home, please?
No, I was just loving that star thing because that made me think of your stormtrooper.
And my what? Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you.
After this,
we go grab a couple of beers.
Your saber.
You some debris, by the way, because those for you to taste. That's a blonde ale.
I stole them.
You don't even drink.
I don't care.
Do you not drink?
Crime doesn't have a taste in beverages, I think. I don't know. I was doping.
Ryan, can you say where you're going to be appearing? Then we say goodbye to everyone.
Actually, I've got nothing coming up. So.
Nothing.
You know what? I'll be at Shakers in 2 weeks' time because I'm going to face
horns, yes. Talk about your mom's boobs.
Bags the demon.
Get your mom there.
No, never in a millennials.
Maybe I know your mom.
Dad? Is that you?
Chris, where are you this weekend?
This weekend I'm watching Liverpool play Watford.
Excellent. So will I.
But I'll be at Poppy's in Melville on Monday.
That's always a good club. Nice.
Hopefully, if they let me on.
Cool.
And then I'll be listening to your show over and over and checking my testicles.
But thanks for you for coming. I appreciate it because comedians don't know what this is and it's actually a fun little thing and you did it on short notice. Thank you.
Yeah,
we were supposed to about bicycling but we did speak about nuts.
We did speak about nuts.
Okay, cool.
And there was a bit of bicycling.
Yeah. My name is Dave Levinson and this is
My name is Eric Janssen. Shout out to the guy that did my cartoon, but we'll see you again just now.
If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls.
This is CliffCentral.com.